This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, early Cinco de Mayo celebration for you there, yes. Richie Valens,
La Bamba.
Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, we got the Derby tomorrow. We got the Cinco de Mayo Sunday. Very busy weekend of fun. Yes. That's La Bamba, Richie Valens, 1958, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the starter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I guess like more like 69.
Yeah,
wouldn't
that's
have guessed 58.
That's 1958. And good by the way, God. Rolling Stone puts it like number 375 on the best 500 songs of all time.
Seems a little low. Rolling Stone's credibility is really low, though, anymore.
That's fair.
You know why. Yeah. Let's see here. That's an amazing song.
You like the creativity on that one. A little
yeah.
theme there. A little theme.
It's a great song. It's in the nines for sure.
It's a full it'll
be in
nines.
My mind. It'll be in my mind all weekend, too. So don't you wouldn't want to be around me. You probably wouldn't want to be around me anyway.
You said that. Said that often. We don't want to be around him.
I would say nine. I mean, with the theme and the song, it sounded so good to me, Jake. It was as good as that Bundt cake frosting.
Yeah.
I go 94797. 94797.
You were playing an instrument during that song.
I was. Yeah. It was a calf roping exercise.
Calf roping. Okay. Bill.
It's a very odd walk-up song.
We could do it, though.
It could be walk-up because it's happy. Mm-hmm. So if it was playing cool. As you're walking in, you're going, all right, this is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not your normal walk-up song. So it's unique in that area. I'm going to give it an 8224.
Okay.
8224. At first, I'm like, eh. A little gimmicky and stuff. Then it's like, no, it's not.
It kicked up.
It's really good. And then when you go back that it was 58. If that came out like in 89, no.
58. So that was probably really advanced.
It seems like it to me for 58.
Could you imagine that song in 58?
Wow.
That's it. That's a game changer.
It is.
Yeah.
And guess
what you're listening to it on? Radio.
Yeah,
there was
vinyl.
No hey pop in your 8-track. There was an 8-track there.
Yeah,
maybe some vinyl.
Vinyl.
Yeah, some vinyl.
Okay, we got a guest. Could you please introduce
yeah.
us?
We have, as we have every other
sport.
Friday, Derek Bombeck, Director of Sport for Visit yeah. Lincoln. Derek, that was not country music today or R&B, so I'm curious where you go with this. With
now, here's the thing, Jake. It's been about, 6-7 years since I've been on. I think that was the first time that you've doubled up a song since I've been here.
Probably happened before, yeah.
But it's good. Like I said, I think I told the story, 1989, lip sync contest at the Shelton Pool on the 4th of July.
You did La Bamba?
I did La Bamba, got third place. Nice. I think I was in second grade. And
did you really?
Yeah.
What
How many
pool
contestants
were, you at?
Were there?
What?
What pool?
Just Shelton, public pool.
Pool,
yeah.
Public pool.
There's not multiple pools in
okay,
Shelton.
Gotcha.
Just the one.
Just the one.
You know,
gotcha.
In the park.
The park.
Yeah. So, good, not great. 6'2". You know.
How was your performance of it, though?
I feel like so we had
you
a guitar
it
player.
As your song.
We had a guitar player and a drummer too, so we had a band set up going, me and my friends, and I felt like it was okay. I mean, I realized really quickly I only knew the chorus and not all the other lyrics.
Yes, because they're in Spanish.
It's just lip
you know.
Singing, so you know, you just go with it.
Hmm. Well, 6.2.
Yeah,
6.2. Oh, I expected higher. Josh's score. Yeah, I'm gonna go with 7.1.
8.1.
Eight.
All right, 8. Well, Derek is here to tell us about all things going on in and around Lincoln as always.
Speaking of other good music, Lincoln Calling is back for its 20th anniversary celebration. The city's annual Music and Arts Discovery Festival is going to take place all of May. But what's happening this weekend on May 3rd and May 4th from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. is some local and regional bands are going to be playing right here in downtown Lincoln. Nice. There's going to be two outdoor stages at 14th and O Street. I see the stage is already set up when I drove by this morning, as well as indoor stages at Duffy's Tavern, the Zoo Bar, and the 1867 Bar. So for more information on this event, to find out the band lineups, visit LincolnCalling.com.
I have been before. It's a fun time.
It's a fun time.
It's a fun time. It's a fun event.
It's a fun.
It's a fun.
Fun time. I enjoy Lincoln
words.
Calling. Yeah, words
word.
Are fun.
Sport.
next up, Derek, the Haymarket Farmers Market is back.
Yes, the largest farmers market in Lincoln is returning May 4th for the 2024 season. This market opens at 8 a.m. and closes at noon every Saturday from May to October, rain or shine. There's local regional vendors that are going to be on hand selling food, arts and crafts, jewelry, furniture, and so much more. It's an amazing opportunity to get down, take the family, take friends. If you haven't been, it's quite the scene in downtown Lincoln on a Saturday morning. So go check that out. You can visit downtownlincoln.org for more information on that event.
It gets buzzing down there.
It's great. Yeah.
It's busy at the farmer's market in the Haymarket. Speaking of getting busy, this weekend is going to be a lot of
speaking
people.
Of getting busy.
Yeah. Well, this state, this city, this city is very full when the Lincoln Marathon.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
That's happening.
It's
this
a great Sunday. Event. It's yeah. a great
first
event.
Sunday
yes.
every May.
The 47th annual Lincoln Marathon takes place this Sunday, May 5th. So more than 6,000 runners are going to converge on the streets of Lincoln to either compete in the full marathon or the half marathon. The race is going to start on UNL's campus west of Memorial Stadium, and it will finish on Stadium Drive. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Come on out downtown Lincoln, all around Lincoln, and cheer on the runners as they try to achieve their goals. Or if you're just looking to avoid traffic on your way to church or anything else, you can visit LincolnMarathon.org to check out the routes and to avoid the street closures.
They'll be drinking Corona after the race is over. Bombeck. Mayo. Yes.
Bombeck.
Yeah.
Bombeck is
why
looking.
Did we eliminate finishing in the stadium? Any idea on that one? That was a big thing.
It was awesome.
Yeah. Why has this been eliminated? We'd like answers.
I am only in charge of the first water station at South Street and Sheridan Boulevard. If you'd like to come hydrate in the morning, I had no decision making. And why not?
You're
the stadium,
director
so.
Of sport.
You're the director of sport.
Yeah, don't forget your role.
Can't dodge tough
ways. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Hold it. Was this a Trev thing?
It must have been.
This was Trev.
Sounds like Steve Peterson had his name written all over this.
I don't know.
Tough questions, director.
I don't know. That can't be true because they went in after Steve.
It's true.
So this all stopped with Trev.
Sounds
answer Trev. The tough questions. If you want to be up here, you want to get in front of the mic.
You're making a lot of money.
Yeah, you're making a lot of money. We want to know why it's not finishing in the stadium.
Can you have that next week?
The runners deserve
work on that.
They loved it. Jake, you did it. It was incredible, wasn't it?
Finishing in the stadium was very cool.
Yeah.
I haven't ran in a long time. That was fun.
Now you just finish just like on the street.
The stadium.
By the stadium.
Hey guys, look up.
Hey, did you guys finish?
I can just walk over there right now.
Did you guys finish the race? I don't know. I think so. I don't know. Where did it end? I don't know. Somewhere by the stadium. I don't know.
All of a sudden, people weren't there anymore, so I quit running.
Yeah, exactly. There's no more people.
Is that why Trev left?
Yeah.
But you got out of here before the marathon.
You got out of here, made the change, you got the heck out of here.
Last thing, Derek. Wheel Hub Live.
Yeah, we have an amazing car show that's coming to Lincoln. It's called Wheel Hub Live. It's going to kick off on Memorial Weekend with a lot of great experiences. We're expecting over 1,000 cars from all across the country to be in Lincoln for a reliability run on Friday. There's going to be a car show Saturday morning at Speedway's campus with tours at the Museum of American Speed. But then we're going to have a Wheel Hub after party at Nebraska Innovation Campus, where Wheel Hub Magazine is this huge national magazine with a lot of like very high-end cars. So there's going to be a few million-dollar cars in Lincoln that weekend.
What about hydraulics?
It's not that kind of car show.
I love hydraulics. Yeah.
But no, this is a huge national car show. Second time Lincoln's hosting it, and it's going to be a great event. So that's going to happen Memorial weekend. So yeah, if you want to register to get your car in it, if you're just a car enthusiast, you can do that. If you just want to come out to Nebraska Innovation Campus from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., there's going to be live music out at Innovation Campus. Mm. All the cars are going to be out there. We might have some raffles going on. There'll be food trucks.
We might have raffles when we know the final, if there will be raffles or not.
Once I get stuff donated from the ticket.
Oh, wow.
We'll give you a t-shirt. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, we'll do it. We can hook you up, is there any Derek. Chance any of the cars will be in Memorial Stadium?
No, but
no, it's just like the marathon.
just like the marathon. So the new cars are going to be in the new addition to the Museum of American Speed, but that is just getting filled up so quickly. So next year we might be looking at maybe Pinnacle Bank Arena or something to host those very high-end show cars.
I think the Museum of American Speed is the most under-promoted, under-appreciated in Lincoln.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I recently took a survey, and I put that as my most underrated item.
I didn't jump on it. It wasn't on the bandwagon.
It is amazing. You can spend 4 hours in there.
If not more. Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane.
And there's people, if you even ask them, well, where is it at? Is it in Des Moines? Mm-hmm. No, it's right over here. They have no idea.
It's in your backyard.
Where's it at?
See, Sip doesn't even know it's
Sun Valley Boulevard, just across the street from Sun Valley Lanes. Probably been there.
Or if you go to the DMV, you can go to the DMV and bus right over.
I can't envision it. I go over there all
the time.
It's
giant.
I go to that Pinnacle Bank. Where's it from Pinnacle Bank?
Big arch.
You know the Pinnacle Bank branch over there? There's a Pinnacle Bank branch.
Yeah, it's nearby that.
It's near. Yeah. So, I mean, you know where Sun Valley Lanes and Games is?
Yeah, we've been there together.
Yeah. Joe, when you're walking back out to the parking lot, just across the street as you're walking to your car.
And it's a building big enough to hold like 7,000 cars.
It's an amazing place. It really is. People should go.
Yeah, so Wheel Hub Live, Memorial Weekend. Check it out.
I used to be a bartender and grandmother's over there. There was a grandmother.
You're kidding. That was Bob Perry's place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bob would come in.
Yeah, one time, I was with Marie once, and I'd never seen anything like this before. She had a salad, and there was a huge bug in it.
Oh.
Yeah, huge bug, and she started crying. The long story short.
Didn't get a free salad?
No, didn't get a free salad. I was amazed by it. I wasn't mad.
You think Carrie did it? Said, hey, we're not doing it?
But there was a huge bug, and she started crying. And she was a country girl. I was shocked by the whole scene. Mm. I was like, Marie, you're usually okay with stuff like this, but there's a big bug in her salad.
Yeah. I said, too bad. Toughen up.
I have nothing bad about
it. It's protein.
I was just bartending there.
I'm just bartending.
It's Bob Carey's place.
Yeah, Bob Carey. Yeah.
Derek, always enjoy it. Thanks for the time. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
We'll bring Big C back.
Okay. Yes. That's Derek Bombeck from Visit Lincoln. Director of Sport, Hour 2 next, an early break on the ticket.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.